everything at least twice, I can't do it. I don't see anything in the report from this. The sentence is life in prison without a sense of revision. In reviewing everything, I don't see mental illness as a mitigating factor. I can't find any other mitigating factors in your behalf, Mr. Schaffhausen. I've looked, thought about it, but I can't do it. Can't find it. I would do it if I could, but I can't. Because I know people like arguments with mental illness. That's a big thing. Like I said, I know people who've had it and worked through it. So considering the factors I mentioned, Mr. Schaffhausen, I'm going to sentence you to Wisconsin State Prison on counts 1, 2, and 3, life in prison without eligibility for extended supervision. Aggravated nature and type of the crime, killing your children requires nothing less. These are young girls who prime, you're not even the prime of life. As they count 4, attempted arson, sentence you to Wisconsin State Prison for 12 and a half years initial confinement, followed by 7.5 years extended supervision. I would note that the PSI and the state both recommend sentence be consecutive. And I know people say that's rather redundant, you know. In the prison system, the term is used, the sentence runs wild. But in this situation, I have to send a message to Jessica, to the public, that each child is so important. The sentence has to be consecutive to each other. All 4 will be consecutive. Each child has to be recognized as an individual girl. To make it concurrent, I think I diminished what happened here to these young girls. But I would like to make one final comment. In all this, there was some goodness by people in Brew Falls, Hudson, St. Croix County that raised money. I want to recognize not those people, I mean people in general. There is sometime an evil, there is goodness. You know, I that's something that I want to recognize, okay? That's my sentence. Mr. Freiberg, anything you want me to add?
Just particularly in terms of the points of details almost, I do believe that we're requesting pursuant to under page 4 of the state sentencing memorandum, pursuant to section 973.049 sub 2, we'd ask for an order prohibiting the defendant from having contact with any victim here.
Granted.
Is that with his parent?
No. He can, yeah. The one I'm going to start with, I'll start with the Jessica and her side of the family, okay? I will not limit it to, you can have contact with his parents, okay? If Mr. Stoltz, Mrs. Stoltz, Jessica, for some reason, I'm not trying to guess, someone wants to change it, they can send me a letter, okay? Maybe the time they do it, I'll be long dead anyway, so I don't have to worry about it, okay? But as far as his family, that's not applicable. Provide a DNA analysis, $250 required by state law. There's a surcharge of $250. I find even with prison wages, he has the ability to pay that. Additionally, Mr. Freiberg wanted me to mention that any media rights for this, the money has to go to the victim, restitution, and recoupment of legal costs. Else, Mr. Freiberg? Cheers.
I think I know, but I just want to open the book.
No body armor.
But that's, yeah, possession of body armor and possession of armor.
Not possessing body armor. You may not vote in any election until civil rights are restored. You may not possess any weapon, whether it works or not. firearm. I think it's 6 years. You understand, Mr. Sheffield is in the...
G is 10 years. 10 years on a Class G. And right. For body armor, it's a violation of a Class E felony, and possession of body armor by the defendant could be penalized up to 15 years imprisonment, a fine not to exceed $50,000 or both.
You were redundant in the situation, but possession of a weapon, firearm by you, Mr. Sheffield, could result in 10 years additional prison, and 15 years additional prison for possession of body armor.
With respect to court costs and restitution, we've agreed we'll take those up at another date. What we'll do, Your Honor, we've provided a great deal of restitution information to the defense, but it's been in somewhat piecemeal fashion as we've received it. What we'll do is we'll put together one packet with all the information. We'll get it to the defense within 10 days, and we'll supply the court with that number also. And I just ask that, I'm assuming it's going to be contested, and if it is, we'd ask that, say, within 30 days or so of receiving our submission, that the defense file any specific objections they might have.
Is that good enough time for you, Mr. Kuczynski?
For now, it is. It's going to depend upon what they file.
All right, just tell you, send a letter if you need more time, okay? 20 days to appeal, Mr. Sheffield, you know, like the sentence of this court or any other proceedings that occurred before it in regard to you. 371 days credit. Or manage the custody of the St. Craig County Sheriff for transportation of the Wisconsin prison system at Dodge. Anything further?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
And adjourned. Thank you.